Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we work hard, especially my senior producer, Jamie, and my producer, Jacob, to bring you all of the breaking news sounds every day. I'm going to nominate Jacob for the MVP award this week amongst producers. He cut nearly 100 bits of sound for you and for me on this program. Thank you so much, Jacob. It is also the second to last day for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. You're going to text this word in to be entered to win some great prizes, including two tickets to go see Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 20th. You want to text it in via the app. The word to get entered to win this hour until 6 p.m. is cozy. C-O-Z-Y. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight is going to drop another word before the end of the day today in the 7 o'clock hour. So keep it locked on Civic Media all afternoon long. Wanted to get back to the Republican lies about the shutdown. Again, let's listen to Donald Trump explain who exactly is responsible when the government shuts down, shall we?
If there is a shutdown, I think it would be a tremendously negative mark on the president of the United States. He's the one that has to get people together. You know, I hear the Democrats are going to be blamed and the Republicans are going to be blamed. I actually think the president would be blamed.
Well, if you say who gets fired.
Good to know. Thank you very much, sir. And I mentioned right before the break that one of the groups of people that doesn't get paid during a shutdown is the military. Since we've been talking about Charlie Kirk a wee bit on this program, I thought it might be helpful to perhaps remind or share with you what Charlie Kirk had to say about the benefits and pay of folks that are in the military. Listen to this.
So the military now exists as basically a social welfare program with missiles, where people look at it. Well, I can get a, the way that they recruit for the military now is like, look at all the perks and benefits. And it's like, it's disgusting. Honestly, it's like if you're really going in there because you think you can get like a better home loan, like you're going in the military for the wrong reasons, okay? And by the
way, wow. No respect for our military. None from our defense secretary, none from our president, and certainly none from Charlie Kirk. Also, Donald Trump has no idea that he needs actually 60 votes in the Senate to get a continuing resolution passed. This is him on Fox News just about a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen.
How does President Trump deal with the government?
Well, we have to get Republican votes. That's all. If we do, we have the majority. So we have to get.
But don't you have to get 60, don't you?
No, we're going to do a probably continuing resolution.
What an idiot. The president doesn't know that he needs Democrats to get a CR passed. Maybe that's why Republicans aren't negotiating in good faith and lying to the American public every single day on national news programs without FCC Chairman Brendan Carr giving one whit of a care about it. Here's George Stephanopoulos talking again to liar Speaker of the House. I don't even want to call him, let's just call him liar of the House, Mike Johnson, asking him again about what Democrats are actually asking for, the refunding, the restoration of the ACA subsidies. Again, according to federal law, and again, this is, if you don't know about it, it's section 71109 of the Medicare subpart B law that makes it illegal for anyone that's here illegally to get health care or ACA subsidies. Listen to Stephanopoulos and Johnson go back and forth.
The Democratic proposal is designed to prevent millions of Americans from losing their health insurance, losing Medicaid coverage, or paying higher health care premiums. Why are you against that?
That's an absurd statement, what you said there. Let's be clear about what happened last
statement.
Night, George. No, George, let me tell you what happened last night. Everybody can go and review the facts for themselves. 44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping
you liar.
Critical services.
You absolute liar of the House. That is an absolute lie. Democrats have explained over and over again. They put it in writing to the president. The speaker, the liar of the House, knows this. What Democrats are asking for is the restoration of ACA subsidies so that people do not see their premiums go from $8,000 to $24,000, from $7,000 to $18,000 for a 55-year-old couple making $80,000 $1,000 a year or more as a combined household income. How dare you? The Vice President of the United States doesn't know the difference between New York State health care and federal Medicaid and Medicare. He posted on his X account a link to the New York State of Health Department's health insurance. That is a completely separate health insurance program than the federal government. New York State has decided to provide health insurance to folks that are here undocumented. That is not the case under federal law. It is illegal. They all know this. They are lying and lying and lying. We deserve better. And by the way, the Hatch Act, it's this wee little bit of federal law that prevents folks working in government, in agencies, to engage in partisan politics, effectively campaigning and politicization of their frontline government work, okay? Go ahead and look it up, take a little read on it. And I just want to point out to you that, let's see, the Department of Justice website, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development website, the U.S. Department of Agriculture website, and the White House website all have references to radical left Democrats and the shutdown and all sorts of political speech. Again, the Hatch Act is the federal law that restricts partisan political activities of federal employees. Okay? It's illegal. By the way, the Hatch Act is supposed to be enforced by the Office of Special Counsel. It's meant to ensure that the federal government remains nonpartisan. Guess what Donald Trump did within the first 30 days of getting into office? Basically, defunded the Office of Special Counsel and forced out almost all of their lawyers. This is totally fine. Oh, as if that wasn't bad enough. The federal government has forced their workers, their out-of-office emails, to blame Democrats for the shutdown. But remember, Trump said, it's the president who's responsible. That's going to do it for me, folks. Have a great afternoon. Stay tuned for Pete Schwabba. Your word to win? Cozy. Get that text in via the app to get entered to win on our Go for the Green and Gold contest. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for the truth.